Chaitanya Bhagavat, September 26, 2011, Antyakanda Part 2, Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai. And we're very nice pastime. Ek din Prabhu Shini Vasera Sahita Vyavahara Kata Kichu Kahina Nibrita. One day in a solitary place, Shiva, Gauranga asked Shivas about his household affairs. Oh, this is very interesting. Because some grihasthas are always worried about money and how will we survive and this and that. And oftentimes they say that if a devotee has some dilemma, doubt, or confusion in his mind about which way to go or how to arrange his life or to be or not to be, to surrender or not surrender, to just be Draupadi and throw your hands up in the air and say, "Hey Bhagavan," or to try to be the great arranger and the great controller and put all the pieces in exactly the right place and you got it all figured out and now you're fully in control and now you become God and now you can sit back and enjoy your creation, have all your insurance policies and all your health insurance and big fat bank account and all kinds of interest coming in and lots of job opportunities, and then you die the next day. No bhajan, and nothing. Your life spoiled, nishfal. So this is very interesting, because we find, as we individual devotees have, if we're seriously reading and hearing Harikatha from Vaishnavas, or listening to tapes, cassette tapes of Srila Prabhupada, well, not cassette, quite dated, listening to DVDs and CDs, then of Prabhupada or our Gurudev or some good devotees. And then we say, "Oh, this thing has been troubling me for weeks. This is very nice. It's very clear what's being said here. This is very encouraging. This is really a faith builder for me. And this gives me that strength of character and that determination to just depend on Krishna. Yoga kshemam aham yaham. That Krishna is feeding everyone and taking care of everyone. Why won't he take care of me if I simply chant the holy name? He'll adjust everything. If someone's to live, they'll live. If they're to die, they'll die. Let me not worry. Let me worry about doing bhajan. I have a roof over my head? Yes. I have food in my belly? Yes. Then, what me worry?" But unfortunately, people don't have that type of faith. So then they suffer. People that have faith never suffer. So he says, because Gauranga has observed something here in Shivas' house and something about Shivas which is going to apply to a lot of devotees. And you should listen very tightly because this is directly coming from Lord Gauranga and from Prabhupada. It's quite appropriate considering some of the topics at hand. Prabhu bale, tumi deki kotao na jao. Ke mate va kulaiba. Ke mate kulao. Gauranga said, "Shivas, I see that you don't go anywhere. You never leave your house. You don't commute to work. You don't go to the office. I'm going to the office. I'm commuting to work. I have to work. I'm going traveling to make money. But I see you don't go anywhere. How do you maintain your family? And how will you maintain them, since it appears that you're not doing anything but sitting home all day, like a lazy bum?" Shivas Palena, Prabhu kotal jaite, nalaya amara chitta kahino tomate. O Gauranga, I tell you, I don't really like to go anywhere. A man's home is his castle, they say. A man's home is his castle. Home comfort. Home, sweet home. HSH. Prabhu bale, parivara aneka tumar, nir baha ke mate tabe, haibe sabhar. But Srivas, you have a very large family. How will you maintain them all if you sit home all day? He has a large family. He has so many brothers and so many children, and he's the eldest. Shivas Balena, yara adrishte yatake, Say hi, Beka, Mili Beka, JT Pake. O Gauranga, O my Lord, O Prabhuji, O Prabhu. One will somehow or other receive whatever he is destined to receive. Whatever you're to get, you will get. Whatever you've got, you've got. But I want this, I want that, I need this and that. Oh, now guess what? You just got this and that. Oh yeah, I got this and that. But guess what? Now I need this and that. And then you get this and that. And you see, yeah, I have this and that and this and that. But then I need this and that. And it goes on infinitum. It never ends because the mind is not peaceful. The mind is not satisfied. And the mind is not saturated with faith in God. Prabhupada, tabe tumi kara sanyas, tahana paribhamuni balina shivas. Gauranga said, listen, if that's your attitude, then you should take sannyas. And Shivas replied, I cannot do that. Prabhupada, sannyas grahan, grahana na kariba, Bhiksha kariteo jikaro dwari na jaiva. Gauranga said, you will not take sannyas and you will not go to anyone's door to beg alms. You're sitting here doing nothing. At least if you take sannyas, you'll walk around and say, hey, Radhe Radhe, hey, Maya, Radhe Radhe, Madhukari, Radhe Radhe. Acha Baba, kya chahiye? Roti chahiye? Acha, sabji chahiye? No, keval, Maya, keval roti, ek roti chahiye. Acha, theek hai, le lo. So then you get one roti and you go, and the laws of Madhukari, maximum one day, seven houses, seven rotis. Bas. Seven rotis is a lot. Gauranga heard this rather equivocal statement. He said, so you will not take sannyas, and you'll not go to anyone's door to beg alms. Kemate kariba, parivarera poshan. Kichuna buji muni tomara vachan. How then, let me repeat for the third time, I'm asking you, Shivas, listen, what is your plan to maintain your family? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what you're saying? Buji, na buji muni tomara vachan, tomara vachan. You know with your words what you're saying. You won't take sannyas, at least you get something by begging alms, and you won't go anywhere. What is this? Mahaprabhu goes on. Ekalete kotao na gele na aile vattamacha kahareyo asiya namile. Listen, Shivas. Nowadays, if one does not go out to work or commute or go traveling to China and bring anything, then nothing is going to come. Nowadays. Which means Kali Yuga days. Shivas is a Brahmin pundit. But in previous days, in Treta Yuga, and Satya Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga, Brahmins could sit home all day and do puja and pat. And people say, oh, there's a Brahmin here. We should go bring him grains. We should go give him ghee. We should give him some silk and jewelry for his wife. We're so fortunate to have this Brahmin living in our village doing yagya all day and puja and pat. So people come to his house and say, oh, Panditji, please take this dan. Brahman dhan. Satkarma nipano vipro. Yajan yajan patan patan dan pratigraha. So, nowadays, which is the same as 500 years ago, hey, get a job, work, you lousy Brahman. No one's going to come to your door and give you anything. Even 500 years ago, what to speak of now? Na milila jariasi tamara duyare tabe tumi ki kariba balaha amare. Shivas, now listen. Tell me, if nothing comes to your door, what will you do? You said you won't take sannyas and wander here and there and beg alms to exist. You say you won't go out anywhere. And this is Kali Yuga, so no one's going to bring anything here. So you're going to sit here when you're going to wait for somebody, but no one's going to come and bring anything. So now, Lord Gauranga asks a question. Tell me, I've been talking to you for 10 minutes. How will you maintain? And Shiva says, hey, you know, whatever, comme c'est, comme ça. They say in French, comme c'est, comme ça. what is, or whatever it is. You know, comme c'est, comme ça. So he says, listen, now look, how many times do I have to ask you? Simply tell me the answer. So Shivas is a very clever, vidagda person. He's Narada Muni. Narada Muni, you know, is a little joker type. You know, he's doing clever, funny things, Narada Muni. So he's asked a very direct and clear question. There's no ambiguity in the question. It's quite clear. It's a matter-of-fact question. How will you make money? So then Shivas replied to his father, Prabhupali, Shivas Balena, Hate teen tali dia, eka dui tina eka kailan bangia. When Mahaprabhu said, you're going to sit home, nothing's going to come to your door, you're not going to go out and get anything, so how will you maintain yourself? Then Shivas Thakura, well, how did he answer the question? Did he speak words, vachan? No. He started making music. Tali, kara tali. Tali means clapping the hands. How many times did he clap his hands? He went, one, two, and he said, one, two, three, kailan bhangiya. This is the secret, Mahaprabhu. Obviously, Shivas Thakur is a master of language, a master of tricky behavior, and a master of riddles. It's a riddle. Someone says, how will you maintain yourself? How will you live? How will you get money? What about your insurance, your health, your this, that, blah, 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 this, that? And the person says, that is the secret. One, two, three, that is the secret. One, two, three, clap your hands. What are you talking about? Are you cracked? I ask a straight question, a simple question. I want a simple answer. Prabhupada, because Gauranga is straightforward. He's the paragon of truth. He's the absolute truth. He's God. Prabhupada, ek dui teen jay karila? Ki artha ihar balakena tali dila? Gauranga said, what is the art? What is the artha ihar? Ki art? What is the meaning of this one, two, three? Why did you clap? Kene tali dila. Very interesting story, huh?
Yes.
Shivas Balena, e dadhana amar, tina upavase, jalina mile ahar, tabe satya kahong, gat bandhya galaya, pravesha karimu muni sarvata gangaya. My Lord, O Prabhu, please listen. This is my firm conviction. Dadhana, dadhana amar, e dadhana amar. If I do not receive food for 3 days, then I tell you the truth. Satya kahon, tina upavas yadi namile ahar. Tina upavas, if 3 days I do upavas fast, and na mile ahar, I don't meet. Na milan ahar, I don't meet with eating. Na mile, na milan ahar, I don't meet with any eating, I don't eat anything. Then what will I do? Pravesh Ganga. Ganga Pravesh. I will tie a pot. Karimu, karimu muni sarvata. I will tie a pot to my neck and I will drown myself in the Ganga. An amazing statement. This is a firm conviction that somehow or other, by some providential arrangement, he'll either live or die. And that is the fact of our existence. By the mercy of God, we live or die. Rake Krishna, mare ke, Krishna, rake ke. If Krishna wants to maintain you, Rakhi, then no one cannot maintain you and kill you or protect you. Krishna wants to kill you, no one can protect you. Not all your life insurance policies or anything. Amazing statement. Extreme faith. Drida vrata, drida nishchoy is conviction, is faith. But I am convinced that, all right, so far I've passed 20, 30, 40 years, so many years with my philosophy, and still I'm alive, and still my children are alive, and still all my relatives and brothers are alive, my house is there, everything's fine, clothing, everything. And I haven't jumped in the Ganga, but I'm ready. That's why I clap 1, 2, 3. If food doesn't come in one day, one clap. If food doesn't come in 2 days, second clap. And if food doesn't come in third day, third clap. And then Gatam Hogya, jump in the Ganga, Ganga Pravesh. But that moment, that fourth moment has never come. Within one day, or two, or maximum three, food would come, and I stay here and do my bhajan. Food's coming to me. Madhavendrapuri sat on the banks of Govindakund, and food came to him. Krishna came to him. Sakshat Gopal. Sri Natshi, Gopal Natshi came. Sri Gopal Natshi, every day, here's 1 liter of milk, sadhu. Now, how did Lord Gauranga reply to this? What was his response? Did he cry? Was he angry? Or was he amazed? Or did he laugh? Or Hey Macha Shivasera Shunya Vachan Hunkara Karya Utte Shachira Nandan. As soon as Shachi Nandan heard Shivas's words, he stood up and roared loudly. Prabhupale ki balili Pandita Shivas Torakiya Nera Janya Haiba Upas. Gauranga said, Pandit Shivas, what did you say? You will starve if you don't get food? Listen what I have to say to that, Shivas. Yari kadachit lakshmi o bhikshakare tatapiya daridriya nahiba toraghare. Even if Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of wealth and money and fortune, if she becomes a bhikari, if she has to do bhikshu, your household will never be afflicted by poverty. Daridra. Even if Lakshmi goes bankrupt, even if Lakshmi Devi goes bankrupt and faces poverty, the topmost devotee Shivas will never face poverty. So Lakshmi Devi will knock on his door and say, excuse me, can you give a donation? It's a benefit drive. Some of the lines we use. It's a benefit drive. Whose benefit? Mine. Yours, mine, all, everybody. It's the kids. Sir, can I have a donation? Give a donation. What's for? It's a benefit. What benefit? I didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about it. Didn't hear about the benefit. It's a worldwide benefit. If you give it to a devotee, you get so much benefit. And I happen to be representing a big devotee, Srila Prabhupada, the biggest. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's a good benefit. The Prabhupada benefit. Sure. I'll give it to that. Oh, yeah, here's another benefit. Take this Bhagavad Gita. There's a famous commentator on the Bhagavad Gita, Arjunacharya. So when he was writing commentaries, he came to this verse in the Ananyas Chintyanto Mam Yejana Paripashate Tesham Nityabhyuktanam Yogashimam Bahamyam. And in this verse, Krishna is talking about unalloyed devotion and the unalloyed devotee. And he's talking about the unalloyed Ananya Bhakta. Krishna is saying that one is Ananya Bhakta, then he will preserve what he has and carry what he lacks. It's 9:22. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nitya vyuktanam yogakshemam mahamyam. So he saw this. Krishna's telling Arjuna, the original Arjuna, not the Arjuna Acharya, who wasn't very good Acharya in one sense. He said, those who worship me, Arjuna, with Ananya Bhakti, ananya, no other object of love, no other object of meditation, no other object of concern, and no other object of affection. Those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form. So there's archan and there's smaran. Archan, there's worship and there's smaran, meditating, dhyanam. Rup dhyanam. Meditating my form, chintyanto mam, chinta mam. To those type of devotees that are absorbed, worship means, when it says worship, ananyas chintyanto mam, concentrating on me, those persons, pariupasate, upasana, you know the word upasana, Vishnu upasana, Devata upasana, so it says, ye jana pariupasate, all those living entities are doing, they're concentrating, so their mind, in other words, their bodies and minds are absorbed in me. When we say chintayanto, that means the mind, chinta, oh, I'm chinta, I'm disturbed. Chintamam, their minds are fixed in me. So what's after that? Then there's the senses in the body. So you have to engage the senses in the body. So you do upasanam. Upasana means your hands are engaged in cleaning the floor of the temple and decorating the deities and bathing the deities, and your eyes are seeing the beautiful form, your ears are hearing the harikata, uttamashloka, kirtan, your nose is smelling the incense and flowers and sweet oils and sugandhi, and your tongue is tasting mahaprasada, and you're doing so much puja and shringar and archanam. So this verse includes, what is ananya bhakti? Ananya bhakti means mind absorbed in Krishna and body absorbed in Krishna. Pariupasate means body, and chintayantoma means mind. So these two lines include everything we have, the jana. We have a mind and a body, shukshma shirya and linga shirya. Tesham nitya abhiyuktanam. Nitya abhiyuktanam. They're abhiyuktam. Abhiyukta means yoga. They're connected. They're always connected by me. Their minds are always connected to me without breaking, ananya. And their bodies are always doing upasana. Their bodies are doing pariupasana, pariupasate. Vishnu upasana, Vishnu araranam, Krishna araranam, Krishna upasanam. Those type of devotees are totally absorbed. They are my children. They are sitting on my lap. You heard of Vahan? Vishnu Vahan is Garuda. Brahma Vahan is Hansa, Swan. And Shiva Vahan is Nandi, the bull. And Cupid's Vahan is the dolphin. Or Makar, rather, they call Makara, which is like a dolphin, not exactly. So he's saying, to them, those type of very high-class, absorbed devotees, I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. So Vaha means carrier, as you know. Vishnu Duta, or Duta, Duta means carrier. Jala Duta, water carrier. Carrier across the water, Jala Duta, Vishnu Duta. So Vahan means that, carrier. So Arjuna Acharya saw this, is out, hey. Some Sanskrit must be wrong, or Krishna, this can't be it. It can't be yoga shemam vaham. It must be yoga shemam karham. I mean, not vaham. It should be karham. I arrange, not that I carry. Vaham means I carry. It says karam. Karma means to do. I arrange. I preserve what he has. So, okay, that's easy. He already has it. So I don't have to do anything. Whatever you have, you have. Whatever you are, you are. So I really don't have to do anything. I'll just let you keep what you have. And then he says, karam. Karam means that I do or I arrange through the demigods, or you work hard and you'll get the results of your karma. I arrange for you to get what you need. But Krishna didn't say karam. He said waham, which means I carry. So he crossed it out. Arjuna crossed out the word waham and put karam, that Krishna arranges, or he does. So then he went to take bath in Ganga, or wherever he was, I don't know. He took bath in Ganga. And while he was gone, then one boy came there. Maybe two boys, but at least one boy, different ways the story is told. And he had one of these, there's a name for it, I can't remember. He had a stick over his shoulder. And on either side of the stick, there's a support stick for supporting weight. It's a way to carry heavy weights. You see, if you look closely in Jagannath Puri, when the pandas come out of the temple, they sometimes are carrying rice in big clay pots. They have a bamboo stick or some kind of stick about 6-7 feet, whatever long, 6 feet long. And on one end there's a rope tied, and the end of that rope was a huge pot of like 20 kilos of rice. And these were the carriers, you know, the Mahaprasad Wahan. And then the other end, sticking out the backside of his shoulder at the end of the stick, is another 20 kilos of rice, which a man can anyway lift up. But somehow two guys lift up, they put it on his shoulder, and he starts running. And he runs to some ashram, or he runs down the street to the king's house or whatever. And the rice is covered with leaf plates, and nobody can see it, and this and that. But you see them, there's the runners with rice. Maybe they're from some ashram or whatever. That's their duty. They're delivery boys, so to speak. I don't know if they're pujaris, but anyway, they're sevites of the temple, and that's their particular service, to home delivery or something, or maybe they're going to Brahmins' houses or the acharya or whoever. So you see that. So Krishna, this boy had there's a name for it, Teli or whatever it's called, Tela or something. He had this stick over his shoulder, and in each of those, it was a big brass pot on either side, like a box. And there was oil inside, and there was rice, and there was dal, and sugar, and spices, and flour, and all kinds of things, and some cooking paraphernalia, you know, cooking items, grains and rice and vegetables and fruits and oil and all these things and ghee. So he came to the door and he said, "Mata, Mata, this is for you. This is coming from the market." And she was thinking, "What is this? You know, my husband is, maybe he went, he either went to the, he said he was going out, maybe he went to Ganga, maybe he went to beg alms, he's a Brahmin, so he'll beg alms or whatever." And he said, yes, I met your husband in the market, and he got all these things, and he sent me home for you to carry, for you to take. And she said, "You please take." My husband, all these things, is thousands and thousands of rupees worth of ghee and oil and grains. How is it he usually comes to with, gets, he begs a little roti, this, that? No, this is all for your husband. So will you please take. So she's unloading and takes it off his shoulder. Then she sees on his shoulder some scratches from that wooden stick was rubbing on his neck and scratch, and some blood was there. And she says, "Oh, what, my boy, what is this?" "Oh, this is your husband did this to me." "So what is this?" "Oh, he forcibly put this on my shoulder. He put this stick on my shoulder and scratched my, he just put it, he said, you carry this. You carry, you just put it on my shoulder, and that stick, it lashed against my neck and cut my neck. And he said, you carry this to my home. You take this to my home," all these things. And he like abused me like this, and cut, my shoulder's cut like this from your husband. Oh, and then, so the lady, that late Mataji was very unhappy, so she cleaned that and said, "Oh, my husband's so cruel, how could he do this?" So then she gave him some milk or something to that boy, and then he left. So then he came home, Arjunacharya, and his wife said, "You went to beg alms." He said, "No, I didn't tell you, but I actually went to the Ganga. I didn't go for alms yet, maybe after a bout or whatever." "Acha, well, that's very strange. Because while you were gone, some boy came here, and all these things you see in my kitchen were he gave me all these things. He said that you got all these things in the market, and you told him to carry them all." And then he said, "What? I was in Ganga. And then what do you have?" "Oh, I have 10 kilos of ghee. I have 5 liters of oil. And he said, "What is this? It's thousands and thousands of rupees worth of oil and grains and spices and dried fruit, cashews and all these things, apricots and so many things. And how is it, what are you talking about? What is it possible? It's some trick, what is this?" And she said, "I don't know, but I'm very angry with you. This is a very small and tender, short, beautiful boy, very tender boy, very beautiful face, lotus-like eyes and long wavy hair and beautiful, most like cherubic, angelic face I've ever seen. And he's such a gentle boy, but on his neck where this tali or the stick was all scratched and it was bleeding. And he said, you jammed that stick on his neck and forced him to carry it. And you did that." He said, "What? What are you talking? What is this?" And then he went out and he sat down at his commentaries, at his Gita, and he started meditating. He chanted his anik, his Gayatri, in front of his shalagrams. He was chanting and his mind was disturbed. "Who is this? How has this happened? Who is this? What is this?" While I was chanting as Gayatri, then the super soul gave him some information, spoke, communicated. "Don't you understand? That boy was me, Krishna, your worshipful Lord. I am Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita. And do you understand now that I carry what you lack? Whatever you need, food, I give you. You need health, I give you. Whatever you need, I give you. Do you understand now? And why did you cross out my words with your red pen? You crossed out with your red pen and changed it. So that crossing out, you cut my shoulder. You cut me because the Gita, the shlokas of the Gita are me. So then he put the verse back the way it was, and he didn't change it and try to correct the verse, and thinking that it was a misprint or something wrong with it. Then he wrote a very wonderful commentary to elaborate on the actual meaning of it. I guess, I don't know. I don't know what he did, but that's the story as told of Arjunacharya. Ananyas chintyantamam yejana paryapasate te sham nitya byuktanam yogakshema mahamyam. So Narada Muni, Srivas Thakur, he's obviously that Ananya Bhakta. So he just says, that is my secret. 1, 2, 3. Ek do teen. That is my secret. Ek do teen. That is all I know. Ek do teen. So just 1, 2, 3. Teen tali. Teen, it was teen tal. Teen tal bhajan. So now this... So then Lord Chaitanya is speaking here for a few, several verses. Because Lord Chaitanya is that same Lord Krishna. Shachinandan, he speaks several verses here. This is Lord Chaitanya's Ananya Bhagavad Gita Leela. This is Lord Chaitanya Gauranga's Bhagavad Gita Leela with Srivas Thakur, I would say that. This section. So Lord is saying, don't worry with this type of attitude and this type of faith that even Lakshmi goes begging, you won't have to. So now Lord Chaitanya is speaking several verses. Hapane ye gita shastre bali jachan muni tahoki shivas ebe pasarile tuni. O Shivas, have you forgotten what I personally said, what I personally said in the Bhagavad Gita? Text 56. Ananyaschantianto mam ye jana paryapasate tesham nitya byuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyam. JJ jana chinte more ananyahaya tare bhikshadena muni mattaya vahiya. Shivas, I personally carry on my head the needs of any person who thinks of me without deviation. Chinte more ananya hai. Bhiksha muni mattaya vahiya. Je more chinte nahi jaya karo dware. Apanayasya sarva siddhi miletare. All perfection will automatically come to one who thinks of me, but does not go to anyone's door. Sarva siddhi mile tare. Nahi karo dware. Sarva siddhi tare. Dharma art ka moksh apane aise. Tatapiya nachaya nalaya mora dhase. Even though dharma art ka moksh, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, liberation, automatically come to my servants. They do not look at them or accept them. Mora sudarshana chakre rakke mora das. Mahapralaya ojara nahika vinash. Shivas, my sudarshan chakra always protects my devotees. Even during the final dissolution, Pralaya, Mahapralaya, my devotees, Nahika Vinash, they are not destroyed. Jemohara Dasere, O Kare Smarana, Tahare O Karan Muni Poshana Palan. I personally protect and maintain anyone who even remembers my servant. I bestow mercy on anyone who remembers me. I maintain and protect one who remembers even my servant. The devotee of my devotee is most dear. So even if you don't remember Krishna, but you remember Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. I remember I told this story several times about the lady that got the inheritance at the cemetery. You know about that story? Maybe I'll tell it again. This one Prabhupada disciple from Los Angeles, I believe. This is about within the last 5-7 years this happened, maybe 10 years. Her husband, also a devotee, he was a little bit influenced by the external energy. So he left, and when he left the household, there was big debts, so many debts, because they had credit card or this or that, several thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, 50,000-60,000. She was working but not making much money, so the banks were after her, the credit officers, etc. And she was in great tension, praying. She was praying to the deities and praying to Lord Gauranga, especially praying to Prabhupada, because she was a very older senior devotee, and she had so much, always praying to Prabhupada, please help me. So nothing was really happening. She was just so much anxiety with her children and working, and they were threatening to arrest her and for not paying the bills and this and that. The husband had disappeared here or there, unfortunately. So then she's praying. She'll go to the temple every day and look at Prabhupada and at his murti and pray, please, Prabhupada, I don't know if Krishna can handle this one, but can you do something? Please help me. So then one of her god sisters said, listen, I can't attend this funeral. It's a funeral of my uncle or cousin or something like that. Can you go there dressed in a sari so people will think of Krishna with your tilak on, etc.? They'll think of devotees. No, here's a Hare Krishna, because as soon as he appeared like that in the West in a funeral. So she went to the cemetery where they're about to bury the body of this dead Christian relative of her god sister. And there are about 25 people, family members, in attendance, sitting on chairs, and the priest is doing the last rites. And the body's in a wooden box called a coffin, and they're lowering it into the hole. And after the function, one man, one of those gentlemen, he had some signboard or notebook, and he was taking everyone's name and address and phone number. And then he came to her and said, what is your name? An address and phone number, and this devotee lady, Prabhupada disciple, she said, or my god sister actually, she said, I don't know, I came here on the behest of my friend, who is a relative of this person, but I have no relation. I'm not part of the family. I just came as a favor to my friend. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. You just give me your name and phone number, address, etc. So she said, okay, well, my name is Sally Jones and this and that, whatever. Krishnadasi or whatever her name, legal name was. Her, you know, he said, give me your legal name, not your Hare Krishna name, your legal name. So she did. And about a month later, she got a banker's check in the mail for $275,000 with a lawyer's letter that said that, this is your portion of the inheritance of Mr. Smith, who, in his, like this, so, you know, so have a good time or whatever this, that. So in some lawyer's office, so she, that was just a simple letter like that, this is it, and this is your portion, and hope you're happy, and this and that. So she called a lawyer and said, this is what's going on here, I don't know, what's going on, what is this thing, you know? Is this some kind of joke, or what is this? He said, listen, you know, there's Mr. Smith. And she said, I don't know any Mr. Smith. So the lawyer was, well, how's that? And he said, did you attend any funeral in the last 10 days or 1 month? Yeah, I went to some funeral for my friend. And he said, yeah, well, that was Mr. Smith. And then she said, yeah, but I don't know. I'm, you know, I'm afraid I'm getting in trouble to take this check. And it's somebody else's money, made a mistake. And I'm not part of the family. I don't know who is this Mr. Smith. I'm Mrs. Jones. And the lawyer said, well, the thing is that Mr. Smith made a will. He didn't have too many friends, but he had some money. So he said, my will is whoever they are, if anybody attends my funeral, then they get a portion. If there's one person comes, he gets if my wife comes, she gets the whole estate. If my sons and wife come, there's three-way thing, this, that. Whoever comes, they get a portion. The dog comes or whatever. So she was one of the 20 people or whatever in attendance, so that was her portion. The guy had a few $1 million or whatever this, that. So the lawyer said, and she went to his office actually, she went as a devotee. And they know some who we are. So he just looked at her. He said, "Listen, it's yours. It must be your God. Must be your God, Krishna, gave you a gift." So she went out of that office and went right to the temple and offered obeisances to Prabhupada, and tears falling from her eyes. And she said, "Prabhupada, a million thank you, thank yous." And then she paid off her debts and made some investments or whatever, to this and that. And she packed up her family and she came to Vrindavan. And they hadn't had any money to come here for about 15, 20 years. So she went to Mayapur, Vrindavan, Puri with her children. And she came and told her story in Vrindavan, and everybody was amazed. One of our God sisters. So this is Yoga Kshemam Amyam. Right in action. Krishna comes to your door in the form of a banker's check for $250,000. As the Lord Gauranga said, if you remember God, me, Ananya Bhakti, Krishna Ananya Bhakti, Ananya Krishna Bhakti, or Ananya Guru Bhakti, or Ananya Vaishnav Bhakti. You remember, he said, Krishna is telling, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is telling Srivas, if you remember me, or you even remember my devotee, if you remember my devotee, waham, I'll preserve everything, I'll carry what you lack. So in this case, the lady, of course, is praying, remembering Krishna, but she's remembering Prabhupada more, and taking more shelter of Prabhupada, her guru. And then Prabhupada pulled through for her. He came through and delivered the goods and more than she needed. Her debts was about 80,000, and she got three times more than she needed. So Prabhupada was so pleased with her purity of her heart and the sincerity of her surrender and her lifelong dedication. She seems to be some housewife and little lady devotee and doing her 16 rounds or whatever. Who can tell? I can't judge anybody's position, but certainly she was favored by Prabhupada, and Krishna saved the day. A friend in need is a friend indeed. So this is the service is judged by its necessity. So this is Lord Chaitanya saying that he'll personally protect anyone who remembers him or even his devotee. Seva kara dasa se mohara priya bara anayase sehi mohare paya dhada Shivas. The servant of my servant is most dear to me. Such a person easily attains me without a doubt. Kim chinta more seva kara bakshe kari muni jara poshta achon sabara upari. Gauranga said, how can my servant be in anxiety for food when I am there to maintain him in all respects? Suke Srinivasa tumi vasi takagar apane asibe sabatomara dujar. Shivas, you just sit happily at home. Everything will come to your doorstep. Advaite re tomare amara evhar jara grasta nahi be tonhara kalevar. My benediction to Advaita Acharya and you is that your bodies will never be affected by old age. Sri Mahaprabhu gave the benediction that old age would never affect the transcendental bodies of Shivas and Sri Advaita Prabhu. So now he's calls the brothers of Shivas and engages them. Rama Pandit Tere Dhaki Shri Gaurasundar Prabhu Bale Shuna Rama Amara Utara. Shri Gaurasundar called Ramai Pandit, the brother of Shivas, and said, "Oh Ram, listen what I have to say. Jeshta Bhai Shivasere Tumi Sarvatai Sevibe Shvara Budye Amara Agyai. O Ramai, my order to you is that you must always serve your elder brother as if he were the Supreme Lord. Prana saha tumi mora Shri Ram Pandit Shiva sera sevana chariva kadachita. O Shri Ram Pandit, You are as dear to me as my own life. You should never give up the service of your brother Shivas. Shunya prabhura vakya shivasa shiram nantanahi anande haila purnakam. Hearing Gauranga's words, Shivas and Shiram became unlimitedly happy and their desires were fulfilled. Adyapya shivasere chaitanya kripai dware sava upasana haite che lilai. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, everything comes to the door of Shrivas Thakur even today. Which was like 50, 60 years afterwards, the book was written. Ki kahiba shivasera udara charitra tribhuvana haya janra smarane pavitra. How can I describe the udar charitra, magnanimous characteristics of Shivas? The three worlds become purified simply by remembering him. Shivas Thakur ki
jai.
Shivas Thakur ki
jai. Jai.
Narada Muni Shivas Thakur ki
jai.
Shivas Smarnam Pavitram Smarna Panavitra. So when you remember a great devotee, your mind becomes purified. But usually we're remembering money, remembering women, wives, children, all this lokic smaran. But remembering devotees and remembering God is alokic smaran, transcendental memory. We become purified. If you touch something pure, you become purified. Woman, man, children, material energy, it's contaminated by this forgetfulness of Krishna. This ulterior motive, provincial interest, selfishness. Material world is tinged and contaminated by selfishness. So if you touch this world or anyone in it, then you become selfish. When you touch Guru or you touch God, then you become selfless, become purified. That's the meaning of pavitram. Become pure pavitram, smarana pavitram, by remembering Shrivas or the pure devotee. Narada Muni is a jiva. Shrivas Thakur represents jiva tattva. There's Shakti Tattva Gadadhar, there's Vishnu Tattva, the teen Prabhus, Advaita, Nittai, and Gaura. And then there's Shakti Tattva. That's it. Shakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Bhagavat Tattva, or Vishnu Tattva. That's it. There are no more two tattvas. So Shivas is Jiva Tattva, Guru. Guru is Jiva Tattva. So if you're remembering Jiva Tattva, then Smarna Pavitram. If that jiva tattva is guru, or he's an advanced devotee, or purified Vaishnava, you'll become selfless, you'll become pavitram. Your selfishness will wash away simply by remembering. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Das Goswami Pada ki jai, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Satya sevilena chaitanyara srinivas, Yanra Gare Chaitanyara Sakala Vilas. Shivas Thakur truly served Satya Seva. That's very interesting. I guess there's also Asatya Seva. Or service without truth. Service mixed with a little cheating in there. Because truth means no cheating. If there's cheating, there's no truth. So the service was Satya Seva. You've heard of Satya Sai Baba? Satya Sai Baba? Something like that. This is Satya Seva. Srinivas truly served Lord Chaitanya, for Lord Chaitanya enacted his pastimes in his house. Sakala Vilas, Gauri Vilas. So if you make a correlation between these two concepts, Satya Seva, if one does Satya Seva, then in the house of our heart, or the Mama Mana Mandire, Mama Mana Mandire, Rahanashi Hidin, Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. The Gare Vilas, Vidhi Vilas, Man Vilas, Man Vilas, pastimes in the mind, Asta Kaliya Lila Smaran, this is in the mind, the Gar of the mind, Man Vilas, pastimes in the mind. So if we do Satya Seva, and then Krishna will come and sit in the house of our heart and play there. Krishna Vihar, Radha Krishna Krita, Leela Krita. So this is what's happening with Shiva, is that he's so pure and so honest and so truthful and so faithful in God that Lord Chaitanya says, I want to go to your house and dance every night and come there every night in your Pushpodyan. Every afternoon, Madhyan Leela, I'll spend 6 hours in the afternoon in your gardens. And every night I'll spend 6 hours in Rachi Leela and your Kirtan and in your gardens with Gadadhar and dancing in Ras Kirtan. 12 hours a day, Lord Gauranga is in Srivas's house. Madhyan Leela and Rachi Leela. So that's Satya Seva. Satya Seva Gara Vilas. So if we come to the platform of Satya Seva, Seva that's totally saturated and drenched and surrounded with truth, no cheating propensity, no little me, little you propensity, then our Lord will come and live with us at least 12 hours a day. That would be a great blessing for everyone. Hina Rangi Shivasa Mandire Gorarai Rahilena Katadina Shivasa Ichai. In this way, by the desire of Shivas Thakur, Lord Gauranga happily stayed in the house of Shivas for a few days. So we'll continue there on Wednesday by the grace of the Lord and blessings of all the devotees.